Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. Today is our yearly NBA Finals recap. That we give out the awards. Anybody who knows this podcast knows we really get down on this podcast. We don't sit around and talk about the NBA Finals in its entirety. So probably have some special guests jump in. You know, the whole kit and caboodle. But first, we gotta pay some bills. I want to thank the good folks who went to SamShowNation.com, your home and epicenter for everything relating to the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Hey, without y'all, wouldn't be no us, and we thank you for that. Right there on the homepage, current promotions page at SamShowNation.com is a donate button. Please click that button. Give whatever makes you feel like a good person. We put in every sent right back to this podcast, make it a bigger, better, stronger, better podcast. Yeah, I said better twice, but we do it for you guys to keep the good times rolling here on this podcast, and we thank you guys for that. Or, you know, you want to show your love, you want to show off the world your favorite podcast, you can always go to SamShowNation.com and hit the store link, and right there you can get everything that you will possibly need for showing it off, whether it's t-shirts, whether it's hats, whether it's stickers. If you want to show your love to Just Talk with Sam podcast in a nice public setting, or whatever you want to do, you showed others that you love this podcast, you can always get your free, you can always get your swag at the store. And you know, sometimes we toss in a few freebies, just putting it out there. Speaking of the podcast, you can go to the podcast itself by going to samshownation.com, hitting that podcast link, and you could catch up on all of the podcast that we've ever done right there on the podcast page, or maybe however you listen to podcasts. We're currently on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, and good old RSS. So before we get into the nitty gritty of this year's NBA Finals, we have a few sponsors for you guys, and not surprisingly, the first sponsors are the good folks at NBAstore.com. Yes, go to SamShowNation.com, click the current promotions link, and you at NBAstore.com can get your NBA Champions gear. Shout out to the Golden State Warriors winning their winning this year's final, and you can celebrate in person. You can get all of the stuff, or maybe you wasn't exactly rooting for Golden State, or maybe you just want to rep your team. They got you covered right there at NBAstore.com via Sam Shore Nation, and they also got swag for WNBA Store, the D League, everything revolving around the NBA. Just go to SamShowNation.com, click the link with the 2017 NBA Champions gear, and shop as you normally would. And also, you know, we give that Sam Shore Nation special. Free shipping on all orders, all U.S. domestic orders over $50. Just put in the promo code NBA50 at checkouts. So please get your official store for your 2017 NBA Champions, your official store of the NBA. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the link. Next sponsor is a sponsor, new sponsor, but a sponsor I'm loving, and that's the good folks at Omaha Steaks. Yes, Omaha Steaks, it's about that time. We grilling, they got you covered on all the stuff, whether that be steaks, meats, seafoods, got some desserts, maybe a little bit of wine with your steak. They got you covered by going to SamShowNation.com. And one of the things they got is their deal of the day. Today's deal of the day, I'm happy to look at it, is one 30-ounce T-bone steak, only $34.99. But you can only get that via SamShowNation.com. You click the link, and you click that link, I'll tell you one other thing. You get the Sam Show Nation special. That is four Franks and four burgers by Sam Show Nation, just by going through our website or clicking it on top of whatever you order. I mean, they got a bunch of packages, whether that be the Happy Family package, the Grillers Delight, the Barbecue Delight. They got everything from filet mignon, the sirloin, the chicken breast. They got a brisket. I'm getting that brisket, man. Slow cook that. Well, I don't want to give out all my stuff, but the best place to get it, go to SamShowNation.com, click the Omaha Steaks, and you can get the Sam Show Nation special. That is four free burgers and franks on top of whatever you order. This sponsor, I have been preaching this for a while, but it's the good folks at Walmart. Walmart is introducing their pickup discount. You can order online, pick up at the store, and you can save even more by doing that. Yes, I have been saying that everything you want to do at Walmart. Go to SamShowNation.com. Who are we kidding? You're going to Walmart. You can go ahead and order it right there at SamShowNation.com. Whatever you need, and you can pick up at the store. And now you get a discount for doing so. Some exclusions may apply. You can pick up whatever you need personally. You know, if you going out there, you want to get that last minute Father's Day gift. If you are listening to this on the day it comes out, you get that last minute Father's Day gift for whatever your dad need. Maybe you want to, you know, get them ready for the hot days of summer. Get them an AC unit. Get them a fan. Get them a cooler. Maybe you want to get a jump on school. School season is right around the corner. I mean, it's not far-fetched to get out there. Maybe your dad need a lawnmower. Maybe you want to spruce up his outdoor space. Maybe he need a lawn chair. Maybe dad deserves a beer. You can get all of that by going to SamShowNation.com, hitting the Walmart link, and you can order. You can pick it up at your friendly neighborhood Walmart. I do it all the time. What's up, DeMarco? I know my man DeMarco, man. Clap it up for him. He's my guy. He's my Walmart pickup guy. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click the Walmart link, and get what you need for some smart savings and get that pickup discount when you order online via SamShowNation.com. And last, and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Look, NBA season's over. NFL is about 6 weeks away. We got the boys of summer watching some baseball, but that means you got a little bit of time on your hands. You're going to Amazon.com. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the link on the homepage, the current promotions page. The reason you're going to Amazon, maybe you want to check out some stuff. Maybe you want to get an update. Maybe you want to catch up on some shows with Prime. Maybe you want to listen to some jams with the Amazon playlist. Maybe you want to get some summer reading, dude. You can do all of that at Amazon.com. Right there, you can find your next summer read with the Kindles. All of that stuff there. The reason I'm pushing the summer reading is usually when I get a lot of my reading done. And fast and free shipping to all my Amazon Prime members. So please, go to SamShowNation.com, click that Amazon link, and shop as you normally would. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to reset these mics, and we're going to sit around and we'll talk about the NBA Finals, and also give a few awards to the people who deserve it. See you in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
We back, man. This has been a great NBA Finals.
I've been doing it myself.
Got BK, got Big Man here.
Call me.
I want to give a special shout out before we even start. You know, normally we have our official, unofficial. I'm doing my best. Oh man, we have our official, unofficial, official NBA correspondent DeJuan, who for whatever reason, LeBron James fan. I won't call him a fan. LeBron James apologist, number one.
Apologist. Enthusiast.
For some reason, he could not be found. I wonder what happened. My man, Ike Allison Lewis Jr., the third Esquire.
Did you just call this man by his whole
name? I hope he don't owe nobody.
For whatever reason,
I hope he don't owe nobody.
He couldn't be found. You starting to notice a pattern?
Yes, sir.
And the host.
Yeah, I noticed a pattern. I think you enjoying this a little bit.
The host, my boy.
I ain't even said nothing yet.
My boy. The host of the Real Sports Podcast with Chuck Hosner.
I was looking forward to talking to the white guy, right?
But Chuck Hosner.
Wait, is that what you referred to him as?
For whatever reason.
I did it while he was here. I couldn't remember his name. But I do like talking.
He wasn't here. He's not here. So I wonder what happened.
They knew.
What do they all have in common?
They knew what you were going to do when you came in the show.
But these are the same. These are my boys. I love them. But these are the same guys who broke their neck to get over here last year. Remember last year?
Yes.
What yes. changed between this year and last year? Huh.
Who won? That's who changed?
Huh. And my favorite LeBron James fan, excuse me, apologist, a person who lives in this very house. What happened?
She disappeared.
I wonder why.
They knew.
What happened?
They knew.
Everybody knew.
They knew.
Kevin Durant, they knew exactly what was
I couldn't about. Drive back to Michigan fast enough.
Just and to get here, you was texting
just to get
finals.
Here to look you in your face and say two or three words to you, shake your hand, laugh at your wife, and take care of my black ass back home.
Now, hey, look, here we go. We'll bury the lead. They are the 2017 world champions, and it's a lot going on with that. So we don't dissect it. People didn't watch the game as much as we have.
But I want to go but from game
please,
one
you,
to
you
game
can please
five.
Start it off because listen, it's so
I
want to
start off by saying this.
That.
It ain't too much in this world I hate, but goddammit, I hate that nigga LeBron James, and I'm glad he lost. I'm so glad. I was in out of the state, and my in-laws was for Cleveland. I was the only one over there. Me and my 5-year-old and my wife, God bless them, I love them. We was the only ones to go to state. Everybody else was for Cleveland, and they got so hyped at game fucking four. I'm like, who cares about game four? Do you understand? Okay, but listen, you're going against a team that's already got you by 3 games. You have to win 4
in
straight games.
Row.
But you know what
against,
you
against. Oh, I know that.
No, you know
bring it back home.
Because here's the thing. I know math, and I know just basic, simple. It's no way that they're going to be down 3 games again and let these guys come back. What you saw.
With KD.
With KD. And what you saw with all those excited Cleveland fans, because here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't rooting for the Warriors. I wasn't rooting for Cleveland. I just wanted to enjoy the game. What you saw in game four, that's called hope.
Oh, okay.
And
I can see that. Hope and a prayer.
Fuck hope is for suckers.
And if you mind.
Hope is for suckers. Take it
look,
from somebody.
Even though.
I've been married for 15 years. Nigga, fuck hope. It ain't no more. It ain't run away.
That's funny.
You down 3 games.
It's a wrap for you.
You got hope.
It's a wrap for you.
Because you won 1 game.
It's a wrap for you, man.
Now, it's funny you say that because I would like to give a reenactment of the person who isn't here, Tasha.
Oh, please,
of
come
what
on.
Happened.
Please do what it is I think you're about to do.
In game four.
This is going to be great.
It was.
I wish y'all could see this.
Excuse me. We need. But I will verbatim as much as my. I may paraphrase a little bit because of what's going to happen.
Please do so, sir.
Here we go. That's what I'm talking about. LeBron James. LeBron James is LeBron James. LeBron James is the greatest basketball player who ever played the game of basketball. And game four is by LeBron James. LeBron James have been LeBron James. See, it's about Kyrie. It's about LeBron and Richard Jefferson. Yeah, you gotta do the little thing with your booty hair out of it. LeBron James have been LeBron James. Don't you say one word. Don't say nothing, Sam. Cause game four. Get ready for game four. Cause LeBron James. That was my dramatic reenactment of game four.
Now,
I believe all of that was true. And then game five happened. All of that was true.
I gotta see game five.
Then game five, it was, so you did it, nigga. You and that team of light skinned niggas got KD. I don't care if y'all got money. I don't care if y'all get KD. You don't get KD. LeBron James played a hell of a game that day. It's just all of those other niggas. I'm trying to move on. It's just all those other niggas. Didn't want to help King James. He'll be back next year. That's what happened. But you know what, man? We have this. We could go down to the cows come home. But we here to Just Talk with Sam podcast. Hey, we've been sponsored by the NBA store that can help us out. And one thing we like doing on these recap shows, we give out the awards because sometimes the NBA, they can't give out all of the awards. They got the special next week or something like that, but we always beat them by a week. We undercut them, Brandon. We undercut them.
Yeah.
And this year, we have the 2017 Just Talk with Sam NBA Finals Awards. This is beautiful. So beautiful. Alright, let's cut it. You know, we're going to play it a few more times because the NBA Finals Awards, these are awards that's earned, not given. We don't just give these out.
I'm with you.
And if you don't mind, guys, I would love it if y'all help me out.
Come on with
me. The first award, just read it off and I'll give you a little to the new people. We'll give a brief.
So how you want me to do it? Like, set the award.
Hold on, just tell me the award, I give a brief history of that award.
Okay, come on. The Otis Thorpe Award.
The Otis Thorpe Award. Let me tell you something. We've been doing this for years. And the Otis Thorpe Award is to the dude most likely to never be seen on the team, maybe the NBA, ever again. This is a person.
Darion
Williams. J.R. Smith.
This is a person who not only showed up to show out, but did none of those, and will be lost in obscurity for the rest of his life as the guy who, hey man, you gotta get the fuck up out.
Oh,
I have it.
I'm just throwing out names. I didn't know you had that.
No, what I'm saying is, please feel free to guess it's fun to guess.
Okay, that was a guess, but I didn't know you had that written down. Okay, the next one I ain't gonna look at.
Hold on. Please crack. Anybody any guesses before he cracks it over?
I'm still going with Darion Williams.
Dan Williams? Anybody? Who's this year's oldest Thorpe?
Who never to be seen again?
Never to be seen again, especially not on the Cavs.
Ray
Or I would say the Cavs. Cavs are the Warriors, but please. This year's oldest Thorpe
this
Award.
Year's oldest Thorpe Award goes to Darion Williams.
Because this motherfucker and his bad ankles, his 33 years of living, his non-jump shot. You know what?
33 years beat his ass, didn't it?
Let me tell you something. During the Texas, during everything, I was rooting for this man. He's the only reason I watched the Brooklyn Nets. He was the only thing going in fucking Utah. And after the LeBron James temper tantrum in fucking, was it February? We need a playmaker. And how Kyrie Irving did not slap the shit out of him immediately when he said, I needed a point guard.
About Kyrie.
Hey, that was the Kyrie Irving show.
Man, Kyrie, listen.
Yes.
I tell you right now, it wasn't Kyrie Irving's fault that they lost.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It wasn't his fault. It wasn't LeBron's fault either because that nigga still put up some points. Man, I just don't like him.
Man. So, clap it up for my man, Darion Williams.
Yeah.
We will never see him again. We never go see him again. Big man, if you don't mind. Reading off the next award. We love giving off these awards. This award.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I should play the music. Yeah, that'd be smart if I did that. Hold on, wait. Before you open. Let me tell people what Scottie Pippen. It's prestigious. The Scottie Pippen Award is the unsportsmanlike conduct award. This goes to the person who will sabotage you. This goes to the people who they in your corner until they not. Or my favorite, on the street they call it the snitch award. Scottie Pippen. Previous winners of the Scottie Pippen award was my man D'Angelo Russell. Kobe Bryant. And the year before that, you guessed it, Kobe Bryant. The Scottie Pippen award, no tipping Pippen, was named after Scottie Pippen after he snitched on Jordan. Where he was like, buying a jet he can't afford. Scottie Pippen was like, dog, why they came up there? Dog, why you buy a jet? You in money troubles. Well, I guess I'm trying to be like Jordan, but Jordan gambled so he could afford a jet. And hit. Cemented himself, and that opened up a can of worms. That's when they had to investigate Jordan with point shaving and in the gambling and all that other good stuff, and cemented in the annals of time the snitch award. Who do you think this year's snitch is? Someone who boosts you up only to let you down. Happens every year. Last year's winner was LeBron James.
I was about to see LeBron James.
LeBron James last year, Mr. Silver, Draymond kicked me in the nuts. He need to be suspended right now. But we have never.
And we're not just talking about players. We're talking about anybody that was involved in this.
The snitch awards. Yeah, just if you was involved in
what
the finals.
What is the name of that old ass black coach? That's what I'm gonna say. I can think of his name right now.
You talking about Mark Jackson?
Can't think of his name right now.
Who are you who coach for?
No, not coach. Referee is what I'm saying. That dude. The only nigga that when he tripped.
Yeah.
The only one that saw it. The other two motherfuckers weren't paying attention. The only one who didn't see it and then gave the ball to Cleveland.
Gary Shepard. Him. Gary Shepard, yeah.
It is time for him.
Got any guesses for the snitch award? Any guesses this year's?
For the Scottie Pippen?
For the Scottie Pippen. This year's Scottie Pippen.
All right.
This year's Scottie Pippen
Award. This year's Scottie Pippen Award.
It's don't move like me now.
The Cavs fans.
The Cleveland Cavaliers fans.
All of them.
Every last piece of them.
Okay, that is a fitting award.
It's because.
That's a very fitting.
Remember when Steph, he won game 3, he doing his little dip dance, and then the fans was all like, the fans was all like, he's taking a shit on our court. He's mocking like he's taking a shit. He's classless. And then the Cleveland Cavaliers fans. That wasn't, what's my man named Michael Rappaport. Michael Rappaport, you know how they have the celebrity play-by-play since Craig Sager passed away. So he got out there and he kept it 100. He came out there with game 3 with a broom. And he carried that broom with him wherever he went, game 3 and game 4, because he said, this is what's going to happen. Y'all going to get swept. Oh, it was fun and games on ESPN. And it was fun and games when he was interviewing them. But when the Golden State Warriors won game 3, that broom became a reality.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, he needs to take his job down. You going after my man job now? The snitch. Award goes to all the Cleveland Cavaliers fan. This year, Scottie Pippen.
State of Ohio.
The entire, all of them. Ohio. Nah, we can't have an award season without someone giving out the next award. My man, the Chris Anderson, the Birdman Award. I think you know who Birdman is. The Birdman. Hold on, wait. The Birdman Award to Chris Anderson. Is what we like to call the motherfucker who can't sit his ass down.
Oh, I know who that is.
This person is the most attention-seeking motherfucker. I mean, previous winners include J.R. Smith, Amon Shumpert. I'm starting to notice a pattern. They happen to be Cavs. The person who will find the camera and show his shit off. Just sit your ass down.
Really quickly, though.
The Birdman Award.
And I know we're about to pronounce the Birdman Award.
This year.
We're going to go ahead and do that, but following that, we do have a response from the Cleveland fans.
Oh, I would like. Okay. Please.
Do it now?
Oh, yeah. Why not? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't want to taint
the Birdman Award. We got to hear it close because it was a voicemail.
Oh, with the Tyron Banks, boy?
Yes.
With
yes,
the Tyron. They was rooting for
him. They were rooting for him.
Because the Cavs fans.
Real quick.
Hold on. You know what? Hold on. I want to shit on the Chris Anderson Award. But the Cavs fans, go ahead.
I thought I was about to be a real person, and I was gearing myself.
So much. You would have put me out your house. I was ready.
Oh, my God.
Who is it? Just tell me who it is. Come on.
But the Birdman Award, yeah, the most attention-seeking horror of the entire finals. Please. Wait, any guesses?
No, I don't have any guesses, but do they have to be a horror?
Oh, my God. Well, the level. Like I said.
Attention-seeking
man,
whore.
Last year, Amon Shumpert. Look, I like Amon Shumpert. Great dude. Great family. Great everything about him. I will set up a play date if he's like with his kids and my kid, his wife Tiana Taylor, and the workout video and all this shit. But him and them goddamn hairstyles. Cut your goddamn hair. We don't give a fuck. But that was last year. Sorry. A little resentment from last year. A little peace. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
The famous.
Here we go.
LeBron James apologist.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
In real form, not puppet form anymore.
I need you to press pause.
Why? What happened? All right. Hold on. We'll press pause. Cause
Charles is trying to get them groceries.
But right after.
We all pitch in. Awesome. All
right, here we go.
Come on, let's go.
And with the magic of the pause button. We are back.
Woo.
With our favorite LeBron James apologist.
Hard time. I swear to God, I was thinking of it.
Our favorite.
Way, Daddy.
You don't know nothing about hard times, Daddy. You don't know nothing about it.
Hard times.
I swear to God, I was just
LeBron thinking. James.
And you get almost swept in a championship in your own city, Daddy.
Excuse maker.
Steph Curry, you the world champion. And I don't respect you at all.
All right.
I don't.
I will say this. I have enough respect that she got on the mic in person. But before we finish, before we jump in all the Tasha of it, could you please tell me this year's Chris Anderson Birdman Award winner?
Can you read Sam right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like that.
J.R. Smith. This year,
I knew it was coming.
Talking about this weed smoking nigga, wasn't it?
If it wasn't one thing, is another. If it wasn't the weed smoke, if it wasn't the being chest naked, the tweets. Remember, he kicked out the tweets. Yes. The miracle baby. Shout out to J.R. Smith.
Excuse me,
but I should know that.
Grammar police, please.
Yes.
Explain to us what is chest naked.
Chest naked. Is everything it sound like. Just no shirt. Like last year, he was beat out. He was beat out of the Chris Anderson Birdman Award last year when we did our recap. Okay. Because Amani Shumpert didn't want to fix his wig piece every goddamn game.
We don't care about
your hair.
You ain't fixed your wig piece in 2 weeks.
And yet, I didn't draw attention to it.
Yeah, you did.
But not Amani Shumpert.
You running that yet?
Can we sign a petition to get LeBron James a wig piece?
Oh, we'll talk on that.
Okay.
We're going to talk on that. Hold on.
We're
going to talk on that.
Talk about
my
best
friend. You are a millionaire, sir.
Hold on.
You are a millionaire. You can afford some hair plugs.
Look. He did get them done.
Hold on. We'll get on it.
He got them done.
We're going to get on it.
America.
Because if you look in the back of his head, he got a scar. He got it done.
He got the Bosley
Institute.
Some
of them didn't take.
The what now?
Some of them didn't take.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What kind of alien damn hair do you have where your own hair won't attach to your own damn body?
Sometimes. It happens sometimes, man.
Hey, you know what?
You are that much of a LeBron fan.
Apology.
LeBron is my best friend.
LeBron James.
I don't talk
apologies.
About my best friend like that.
I hate that nigga.
They pulled his ass hairs like a champ. and tried to put them on top
excuse
of
me.
Their head and they didn't
almost take champion.
Almost
champion.
He a champion. Almost. He can't help it if the rest of the niggas didn't do their job. The man averaged a triple-double.
Puppet.
How did he not do his job?
LeBron James.
But speaking of LeBron James, it's only fitting that our LeBron James advocate, read off.
That's my best friend.
Kyrie, help me.
Kyrie,
I need some help.
Kyrie did his job.
Kyrie couldn't do no more.
Kevin Love.
You seen the video?
I feel like
you did good, but you still trash.
I had 27 points. I still feel like you was garbage.
I still feel like you was trash.
But Tasha, if you don't mind, the next award, please present. Danny Granger Award.
I can't hear the music. Maybe I can turn it up.
Hold on, wait. Before you read off, because we got some new listeners. We get new listeners daily. Mm-hmm. The Danny Granger Award is an award that his namesake alone. Like everybody looking around, who the fuck is Danny Granger? And that's why the award is so prevalent. In the streets, they call him the Who.
The Who?
This is an award for the most forgotten player in the goddamn finals.
How do we get on that? Brandon, on topic.
I know.
Brandon gonna get the Danny Granger Award.
You are dressed like Kyrie Irving.
Am I reading the name now?
The Danny Granger Award. Previous winners.
That's a long day.
Shannon Fry. This is a person you arguably forgot was playing in the finals and arguably forgot was in the goddamn NBA.
I think I know who it is.
Go ahead. You got any guesses?
No, I got a guess, but I'm keeping it to myself.
Can we read
B?
It?
You got any guesses?
Can we read it?
This year's Danny Granger Award goes to
Steph Curry.
Get out of here. Don't moonlight me. Nah.
Steph Curry.
Don't boo it.
Everybody knew Steph was
playing. So Steve Harvey can get away with
half
this.
Half of the world.
Steve Harvey.
You know Steph Curry.
Could you please?
Derek Williams.
Okay, he gets two awards?
That's Derek Williams.
Derek Williams. Okay.
See, that's all right. That shows how powerful the Danny Granger Award. He was just like, wait, who? Derek, if you don't remember Derek Williams, I need you to think about LeBron Temper Tantrum,
nigga,
the March
edition.
Is
that what you did with my stationery?
Yes. The LeBron James Temper Tantrum in March with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love didn't smack the shit out of him the second time where he was just like, I'm going to say this shit again. We need playmakers.
He didn't
I can't
lie.
Do it.
He didn't lie.
And this money.
The Cavaliers.
The finals are going on. You don't say something
and
like
this,
that.
The Cavaliers. Then, stop talking.
Oh, LeBron James apologizes.
You stop talking. If the Cavaliers stay how they are, they're going to kill LeBron James.
No.
Oh, no.
Here's
and
the
then
it's certain
he
things,
spent his money. Yeah,
wait a second. There's certain things called decorum.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way you do certain things. I know you lost, but everybody heard me say down in Georgia that he was going to throw a temper tantrum.
LeBron James. When he threw this temper tantrum, Dan Gilbert opened up his personal checking account, got Kyle Korver over there, got Derek Williams, and then when Derek Williams hit the team, he said, and Andrew Bogut, who was just not there, played 5 minutes on the court, got an ACL, no longer. First of all, thanks to LeBron James. I can thank LeBron James for this. I've never been more thankful for this in my life. My house mortgage is not under Quicken Loans.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about y'all.
No, not.
I got SunTrust. I don't know who y'all got. Shout out to SunTrust.
SunTrust.
I will say this. Because next month, after spending all that money with Quicken Loans, you better have that money.
You better have it.
You gotta have that money.
Really quickly. Side note.
Yes.
I know, America, you can't hear this, but everybody in this room, did you guys hear the music? It actually turned up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. My man. From
our neighbor is having a party.
You know what?
He's having a party for one.
Party for one. Shout out, man. Salute, man. I'm over here drinking, but.
Never mind,
bro. I know you niggas hear me.
He listens to the music that your grandparents had sex to. Nasty blues.
We got a few more awards. Anything on Derek Williams?
Won't be back.
I don't even know who he is.
And that's why he got the award. The who?
Right. I'm still trying to figure
Derek
out.
Derek Williams.
Did anybody on
the man from Sacramento?
Sacramento.
Okay, I remember.
Remember Williams, with exactly. Boogie yes. Cousins and
did
all that.
Did anybody on the Warriors get any of these awards?
He played.
We don't know. We don't know.
Was he on the team?
He was on the team.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And that's why he got the Danny Granger Award.
Wow.
But the next award.
I apologize.
And you got him confused with Derek Williams.
I apologize, Derek Williams, because I thought that you still played for you. I'm sorry.
Sacramento. Yep.
I didn't know you got traded.
Here you go. Next award.
I am a man.
All right, hold on.
I invented the wheel. You will not silence me.
To those who don't know. Hold on. One second. Those who don't know about the Luke Walton Award.
Luke Walton.
This is for the person in the finals who did a stunning combination of Jack and shit.
You know what? You're wrong with that.
At the
I'm
same
at the name.
Goddamn time.
I gotta go with Derek. No.
This is a person. No, hold on. This is a person. Perfect. But not only did they do that shit.
The Luke Walton Award
is a person. Not only did you, you are
do
not a
goddamn yep. thing. Oh, they set. Son of a bitch.
Hold on. Read off.
Okay. The Luke Walton Award is designed for somebody who sits back and doesn't do anything. They sit back
and act as though they did.
If they lose, they take no credit. And if they win, they say, hey, I was
factor.
Part of this.
Not
this
a factor.
This person who is the recipient of the Luke Walton Award for 2017. For a Sam Show Nation is Tyronn
Lue. Yeah.
Before we jump into this, I want to give Tyronn Lue.
His lip to nose ratio is awesome.
Perfect.
I want to give Tyronn Lue a shout out.
He deserves it. I agree.
Because
I agree.
This is
stop the bleeding.
Why is he the coach?
I'm going to read off.
Because LeBron is the coach.
We know that.
So you have to get an actual person who's going to do jack
and
shit
at the same time.
Same damn time.
Can you get credit for last year by Obama when they won because they're
rich? Yes. That's the thing.
That's
why he's there this year. Yeah. It's because guess what? Yeah. If they win, you did a great job. You did a wonderful job. You did. And if he loses, then, hey, guess what? Hey, LeBron, what do you think we should do?
Let me.
And there you go.
That nigga had his mouth open the whole game.
The whole damn game.
Surprised at everything.
He already got these big old lips.
Come on now. He's a such thing as flopping, but dude, every single foul you surprise at.
That dude was surprised.
I make a foul and I raise my hand and I say, that's on me, and you open your mouth. What?
He the one that made the correction.
What correction?
Because each side got their own stats. And they got the board sitting taking stats. Tyronn Lue is the one, he's the reason. If he kept his mouth shut, Draymond would have got ejected out that game.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got it. Like I said, I don't pick a side on either one, but you actually have that wrong. Instead of he's the one that made the correction, he's the one that handles LeBron's erection.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Dick joke.
All of y'all.
Dick joke.
Hey, y'all, you're not going to be getting straight to my best friend.
Now he's my best friend.
You know what? Let me tell you something about
the Luke.
This year's Luke Walton Award winner, Tyronn Lue.
Kobe!
Y'all all took. He was there with Kobe!
But y'all, you talk about Luke Walton, but he got a whole bunch of rings.
Hold on, but hear me out.
Just saying.
This year, y'all took all my points from me that I'm reading. It's like y'all read my paper in front of me. I'm just going to tell you the last three. We've been doing this for 3 years. This is year number three. Here's the last two winners of the Luke Walton Award.
Who was it?
Tyronn Lue last year.
Seriously?
He went back to back.
Wow.
And the person before him, Luke Walton himself.
Wow.
Because he coached the Golden State Warriors.
Okay,
he didn't
do. Let me get this straight. You win.
Back.
Championship. I'm sorry. So, you win an award that's named after you. We can understand that because he really didn't do anything.
He didn't do nothing.
And then you are back-to-back champion.
Back-to-back.
Wow.
And lastly.
Back-to-back.
The most prestigious award.
Can I read that one?
That I'm holding.
What is it? No, you got to read this. It's the most prestigious.
No.
the most prestigious. Out of every tech we do here, the Jack and Chris.
Dasha.
Now let me.
He just went a second ago, didn't he?
Yeah. Go ahead. Let me tell you something about the Jackie Christie Award. The Jackie Christie Award. Hold on, wait. Before you crack that up. Let me school you on the Jackie Christie. Doug Christie. And this is why Jackie Christie.
No, Jackie Christie.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Here's why the Jackie Christie Award. This is the best supporting person. Not on the court.
No.
This is a person. Sometimes support could go so far to the point where, for whatever reason, we paid attention to you.
Wait a second. Hold on. Pause right there. You got to own that. What? You have to own it. You said it best. Jackie Christie is what?
She's a nutcase.
Nutcase.
Now what?
Crazy
a hot
person.
What?
Hot mess.
Oh, she's a hot
mess.
Yes.
Okay.
Now.
Do you watch basketball?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Boy, oh,
let me
boy.
Let me give you a little taste.
I'm her man.
Little taste?
Let me give you a little taste of the previous winners.
A little bit of that booger sugar.
Of the Jackie Christie Award. So you can get my drift of what I'm talking about.
A little bit of that white pony. A little taste.
For whatever reason, we paid attention to you. Lala Anthony. Jackie Christie Award winner.
Wait.
Hold on. Wait. Excuse me. Gabrielle Union. Jackie Christie Award winner.
Okay, so these are past years.
Supporting
past years.
Past years.
Okay. Supporting persons of the team.
That's not on the team.
That's not on the team.
Off the court. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Okay. Shawnee O'Neal.
And this can go for either team.
Either team. Okay. And last year's winner.
You say who? Okay.
Last year's winner. Aisha Curry.
No.
With that tweet game.
She was quiet.
Chef Curry.
Last year.
Bullshit.
Nah, she was
quiet. Interrupted Stephen A. Smith with the tweet.
Curry, I want to say this on his
podcast. And I like stuff.
Steph was doing an interview.
National treasure.
Stop talking. Listen to this.
Wonderful lady.
Steph doing an interview.
How dare you, sir.
You remember this, Sam?
How dare you.
I remember Aisha Curry.
Steph was doing an interview. And she come up like she about to shock her. Vienna. Hey, and pop in the camera. Hey, I'm here now. Yeah.
Hold on, hold. I give you.
So, let me get this straight.
I give you one better.
Somebody who is married to somebody.
It ain't got
to
be married. They ain't got to be married.
He's still Emma Clark. This is
or somebody who's associated.
There we go.
Somebody who's supposed to be the star who steps in and gets the spotlight when they're not supposed to.
Yes.
They're
looking at
a
me.
Hot mess.
Yes.
Looking at me. I understand that.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I'm always invited on this show. I don't never just sit down and do a podcast. I'm always invited.
I wonder.
So imagine if Wanda came up to your job and just said, hey, I'm here now. What's
remember Aisha Curry last year with them tweets?
You have Samsung Nation.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Look.
You can.
What is this?
Remember Aisha Curry with the tweets?
That is boogish.
And she was all like,
that is the sweetest thing that the nasals have ever tasted. That is the sweetest thing that's on the table.
Hey, go watch Facebook.
Boogish sugar.
Go.
White pony.
Remember last year with the tweets?
Ashy Larry.
And Aisha Curry, what was it? Stephen A. Smith in the middle of his show. She tweeted Stephen A. Smith. And
she like the refs is cheating. And
she was like the NBA is rigged, goddammit. The tweets.
Better world.
I hardly do believe it.
But come on, man. Your husband is about to play at game 7. And you let. But this year's Jackie Christie. Who does it go to, baby? Who does it go to?
Play the music.
I'll play it again.
Gotta play the music.
I want to play one
of them. This year's Jackie Christie. Hold on, wait. We got any guesses? We got any guesses?
Ladies and gentlemen, 2017.
What's your guess?
Guess. Who's your guess? You got guesses? Okay. Go ahead.
I'll go with Kevin Durant's mama.
This year's. You know what? I honestly thought this year it would have been LeBron James's mama.
Gloria won nowhere near nowhere.
No.
Why do you know that?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That is my best friend's mother. How am I not going to know?
Maybe.
That's my best friend's mama. How am I not going to know?
I saw her in the crowd a couple of times. Just saying.
Gloria won this.
Any other guesses for we announced this year's?
The best supporting person off the court.
Just off the court.
Okay. I'm going to go Kevin Durant's mama. I was going to say Tasha.
Okay.
Okay.
Please.
I should win that one. The whole Golden State Warriors all of their moms.
Look, let me tell you something.
Because Miss Mary.
Hold on, let's break them all down. That's Draymond's mama.
She about to fight at the Q.
Draymond's mama.
I would be surprised. Draymond gets his foul in the foul trouble so quick. I mean,
Draymond's mama was fighting fans at the Q in Cleveland. We'll get to Kevin Durant mama.
And brought him down.
You get over here.
You did it.
I don't care what Adam said.
Exactly.
And then she. You know, when you win the championship, usually the star player of the team show up, do the interviews, and the next morning, I woke up, getting ready, get my day started. I'm watching First Take. Kevin Durant mama went out of her way to talk to Stephen A. Smith. I saw you in September talking about my son.
Talking about my son. I ain't like what you said.
I didn't like what you said. She is single-handedly.
She had on the championship shirt, like, did you read my shirt?
She said, Stephen, what does my shirt say?
Nigga.
What does my shirt say?
Then she had the whole audience chatting, apologize.
Apologize to Steven. And then.
That was a cool million right there.
Let me tell you something. This person hurt my heart because this is copyright infringement. Sonya Curry. Steph mama.
That's Wardell's mama.
Steph Curry's mama. Get it right.
Well, his name is Wardell.
Steph Curry mama did Wardell. This with the motivational speeches before and after the game. But in the finals, she hosted a mandatory prayer breakfast before every finals game.
Now, come on. Is that speculation?
Exactly. That's what.
She need a Margo Award.
Let me tell you something. I've told this story on the podcast. I told this story on the podcast a few times. My mom, who is currently working on the 67th book of the Bible. My mom... When I played baseball.
I didn't know you brought it up. I don't want it.
You know.
Thank you.
Go ahead, man. My mom made sure we all, you know, rest in peace, Coach Coker. You know, Coach Coker, who was like, we're about to do the team prayer. My mom walked up and said this. With all due respect, Coach, I got this. Yeah. And she prayed for us, and we made it to the playoffs in that game. Hell, we beat the shit out of Murray, right? I had two RBIs that game. Sonya Curry, little over 15 years later.
I think you're padding them stats.
Look, little over 2 years, 15 years later, Sonya Curry took it, and now the Golden State Warriors are champions.
Yes, what you got?
Yes, please.
I know that.
Shout out, Governor. Love my mom.
Everything else like that. I just want to.
That picture was circulated by Sonya Curry.
I just want to take a silent moment, you know, and give a shout out to Delonte West.
Because he... Yep.
It happened.
And the Jackie Christie go to all the moms of the Warriors because...
Jackie Christie.
Like...
That is the best hold on. Name for that award.
the Jackie Christie Award goes to them for this reason.
I'm saying you should change the name of the award to the Wanda Durant Award.
I honestly believe...
It should have been called the Delight.
The Jackie Christie Award, because I believe
you can never take this away from me.
I believe that is the only thing that kept Matt Barnes in check was those prayer breakfasts, because defense should have died.
Hey, I will walk off this podcast. We will not
really
have any disrespecting of defense.
Excuse me.
Defense is a saint.
You know what Matt Barnes did to
Matt Barnes.
Hey.
Excuse me.
People. Hey.
Matt Barnes.
He drove 8 hours with no bathroom breaks. With a piss bottle in the car.
Hold on.
He will not.
When Matt Barnes. Excuse me. Matt Barnes. Because you messing with my wife. Yes. And I'm on the road. Ex-wife. And I'm on the road playing basketball.
That man is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
First ballot.
Disrespect. First. You know what? No ballot Hall of Famer. They just going
to open
the door and just let him in.
Okay, you messing with somebody, right?
Every time you speak, you sound like Dusty Rose to me right now. Like, you talk.
Like with D Fish.
Hey, no.
All right. We all know. You don't mess with nobody, right?
That's my ex-wife.
Ex-wife. Hey. It's a cold, man.
Derek Fisher.
D
then is incapable of doing anything.
And then my man had the job.
He drove from California.
You 13 hours. Hold on. My man drove 13 hours.
You know the name of the game. Your chick chose me.
Okay. If I drive 13 hours to come to your house and choke you up because you're messing with my wife.
Never happened. It never happened.
Yeah, it happened. And then.
No.
And then Fisher got drunk and crashed the car.
His car. Right Woods, Derek Fisher. That's what happened. They sat down. They had a conversation.
Oh, my God.
He got Derek Fisher drunk. He left and he had a car accident.
Matt Barnes' car.
It's your business. It's between him and State Farm.
First of all, Matt Barnes is already about that life.
Nationwide. That's what it is.
Yeah, he's already about that life.
Derek Fisher.
I heard you was dating. My ex-wife, I drove in my car 13 hours with a Gatorade bottle, so I don't even have to stop and piss. I'm coming to you.
That's more than America actually needs to know.
That's what happened.
That is determination.
That is.
He's finna whoop your ass.
Well, he should be sponsored by Gatorade.
And then.
Determination. That's a sweet ass commercial. I use my Gatorade bottle to take the piss in so I ain't gotta stop.
And then.
Determination.
Get to Gatorade. The crib.
Determination.
He get to the Dedication. Crib. Choke your ass up.
Relentlessness.
Then my man, all right, the beef is settled. In the finals, my man D-Fish tried again.
But you stop with the D-Fish stuff.
It D-Fish took, hold on, D-Fish you know took
what? I tell you what,
my car.
I tell you what, hey, you talking about trash about D-Fish. I don't hear you saying nothing about Kobe.
Oh, let me tell you something about Kobe.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something about Kobe. Kobe was dumb enough to fuck with Matt Barnes.
Kobe got in trouble for having rough sex with a white girl.
Or, that's all it was.
What are you talking about?
He ain't talking about
rough sex.
He a basketball player.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to say this.
Matt Barnes.
America, you guys marked this down. The Patriots make tougher thugs than doggone. What was it? Matt Barnes.
I'm not saying that. Matt Barnes is listening to this. And Matt Barnes make that true.
You hear me? You mean to tell me that you tougher than one of the Patriots player?
Yeah. Yeah. I can say that. Yeah, he is.
Matt Barnes
is about that life.
I committed a murder and went to prison and killed myself to beat the case.
That did happen. That also happened.
Wow.
He did. But we giving out awards.
That's funny.
You can't even follow that.
I can't.
There ain't nothing you can say about that. You know,
we talking about the finals. Now, this ain't a part of the NBA. We back in the champs. So, Sam Show Nation.
Let's talk about it.
We talking about the finals. We do this every week. And I think we got a gold medalist. This week's.
This cannot be good.
Look, we do this every week. We do the sit your ass down. Every week.
Oh, I got a bunch of them.
This is not an award. This is
recognition.
This is just recognition because this week you went out of your way to earn this. Like, we got a lot of mainstays for the sit your ass down. Some people, we had to retire. We had to retire Trump.
LeBron better not be on the list.
We had to retire Trump.
You can't retire Trump.
We had to. Sit your ass down. He would be here every week.
That's why you retired.
Oh, sit your ass down.
He'll be here every week.
He'll be here every week.
Because after what he just did.
Yeah.
I was listening to it this morning.
Then you got the Kardashians. They're going to give you one. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
What's my man name? LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
It's always a mainstay. In the sit your ass down. So this week's sit your ass down is an award winner because I didn't think this was possible. Let me just play the music of sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down. Cold. It was cold, wasn't it?
This week's sit your ass down goes to a man who essentially broke a record here at Sam Show Nation because we've never had a person to get multiple sit your ass downs in 1 week.
I thought Trump didn't get it.
I thought you said Trump. No, what I said in one week.
Tasha made sense. They had to cut out Trump because that nigga would be on the show
every
time he turned the microphone off.
That's what I said.
Hell, he's still on Twitter. It's instant news.
Please, Jermaine.
It is instant news.
This man.
Because I don't want to wreck the show.
This man has multiple sit-your-ass downs.
Okay, multiple sit-your-ass downs.
We've never had a person that have multiple sit-your-ass downs in 1 week. For three separate fucking offenses for sit-your-ass down. Give it up to my man, LeBron James.
Oh,
LeBron James! LeBron James! Oh, my God!
Oh!
Oh! Offense number one.
I hate that nigga, though.
LeBron James.
What?
First of all, this pissed me off. I didn't think I could hate LeBron James more. But
that's the whinest nigga ever.
LeBron James.
He's whining more than nobody else.
Said Tom Brady. Now, we all know how much I like Tom Brady.
We know. You're a little biased in this conversation.
Very biased. But I've been finishing since. He said, LeBron James said Tom Brady should not or ever.
I knew this was coming up.
Be in the discussion for any of the greatest athletes of all time.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you
LeBron James!
Disclaimer. For anybody who wishes to get
one. How the fuck?
In his opinion, it is just talk with Sam, no G.
And talking.
No G and talking. Give me the rest of it.
LeBron James! That is the state.
No, I'm.
Talk about the site.
Oh, SamShowNation.com.
SamShowNation.com. Please send Sam all.
Or go to Gmail.
Mail. Because
Tom Brady.
This conversation that you're about to hear is completely biased.
Tom Brady shouldn't be in the discussion for greatest athlete of all time. First of all,
LeBron
this
James
year alone. This year alone. This. 3-28, and you come back. I was at your house,
yes.
And he did the impossible.
Yes,
he cracked that ass when it came down to the Atlanta Falcons.
I couldn't believe it.
But you know what's interesting about this? LeBron James chasing Jordan, chasing greatness.
Yes,
his rationale: well, Tom Brady only played one side of the ball. If he played defense, maybe he could be considered. Shut your ass. Excuse me. Let's stay with the segment. Sit your ass down.
Oh, nigga, say what you
want to
say.
Anything else? Like,
I'm going to be honest with you. When I saw that statement, I felt the center of the earth crack. Sam's angry.
Are you serious?
You can't say anything about Tom Brady.
Look, I can take criticism like anybody else.
But you can't. If somebody says something bad about Tom Brady, it's automatically.
Did you just say, nigga?
I can take criticism.
Nigga.
I can't.
I did not just meet you.
You can.
I've been knowing you for a long time.
But to say that's
the worst lie.
You get criticism, but you sure don't take it well.
You can't.
Y'all said you're getting your feelings real quick.
Just now, I was with everything you said.
You take criticism like a Baptist preacher in his own church.
I've been on the situation.
Honestly,
okay. Offense number two.
It's more?
There's more.
It had to be more?
Multiple. LeBron James is the first person to have multiple sit-your-ass downs in 1 week.
What was that?
That was mic cracking. That was my fault. But this is the shit that...
You can't make this harp on LeBron now.
I didn't want to.
Hey, it's his show.
I didn't want to. But if
LeBron never should have said that.
LeBron James has never been more punchable after this statement. He's never been more punchable.
More punchable.
LeBron James says he doesn't believe he has ever played on a super team.
Oh,
get the fucking That is the correct reaction.
I knew that was the
super team.
They buy you everybody.
You are the architect of the super team.
You can say whatever you want to say. You had Shaq.
You had. Not only did
who
you.
Who had Shaq?
LeBron.
No.
Who you play with Shaq?
You don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Shaq did play for the Cavaliers with all LeBron's first stint with the Cavaliers.
And then. The whole heat of it all. When he went to the Miami Heat.
That's the team I'm thinking about.
Their slogan was Miami Heat, and it had the little thing when they was doing all the dance and they was It said, "Yes, we did." As in a response, like, you can't do that, can you?
We did.
Yes, we did.
You were asked in the interview you. When they found out that LeBron, D-Wade,
I'm taking,
and Chris Bosh were on the same team. We're going to win one championship, and we're going to win another championship.
He said 8 championships. Now, if I'm a resident of the Miami, if I live anywhere near the Miami area, go fuck yourself. I need 6 more championships because you promised me 8. You gave me 2, and then all of a sudden, I want to go back home to the land. Not Cleveland. Not Believe Land. The Wasteland.
Witness!
The land.
The land.
You get a partial credit for trying to make that fucking work. The land.
I hate that nigga, man.
Don't make no sense.
Did a fist number 3.
There's more?
He got 3.
He said 3. We on number 3.
Okay, first of all.
He didn't hear what you said.
You lost. You lost the championship.
Right. Okay.
You did. You did lose the championship. You played as best you could, LeBron.
Please, first off, yeah, we got to get that cup, man. LeBron didn't slack at all.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
You played the best you could.
When you average a triple-double in the finals,
You played the best you could.
He surpassed Magic and triple-doubles in the finals.
You played the best you could. I'm not hating on
Magic.
Magic
was an honorable mention.
What he did, but he did. You still lost.
I wish he didn't, though.
You still lost. But LeBron, my mad dad with the Golden State, the parade, and they having their moment, and they did all the stuff that they could. LeBron showing up on Instagram, shaving his hair.
Didn't shave his hair.
Talking about, I'm going bald because I'm working.
He didn't do that.
I'm doing my shit. I'm in the gym. I'm working out. First
Sam,
of all, nigga,
he said none of this stuff.
Let me tell you something about LeBron.
I heard him say that.
LeBron James didn't get bald yesterday. LeBron James was bald 3 years ago. He just took the mantle. God dealt me a hand. Let's just cut this shit off. I'm sick of it. And then, you know what?
All he said was no days off. He didn't say anything.
It's no days
and
off.
And then he was rapping T Grizzly.
Hold on.
Wait, what? Say that again.
T Grizzly. First day out.
Here's what I'll do. Because apparently, if I say something against LeBron,
knock her down, pick her up, knock her back.
I'm just doing up.
T Grizzly.
We reached out.
Are you giving me an opportunity? No,
you know T Grizzly.
I will,
right?
But okay. Right after our special correspondent.
Sure
now.
That's the song LeBron was
here's
saying.
Here's why to sit your ass down.
This is sounding me.
And him and Draymond was trolling each other.
Here's why to sit your ass down is so prevalent.
Okay, why?
That was kind of funny, though.
Sit your ass down is so prevalent that sit your ass down not only exists in the Sam Show Nation universe, it has made its way to ESPN. And I got a clip of Stephen A. Smith's best impression of the sit your ass down. Here we go. You can listen. You listen right now. This is
LeBron's
response
doing me. For one reason and one reason only. You lost. Step away. Suck it up. Take it. Disappear. Come back next year and try to go for your 4th championship. You just lost 3 days ago, bro. We shouldn't be hearing anything from you. We shouldn't be hearing music in the background. You dancing, shaving your head. I'll give you credit for that because you're a hell of a lot more braver than me because I won't shave my head and God knows I might need to. But the bottom line is that all of that stuff that we're seeing from you, if you're LeBron James, we don't need to be seeing or hearing anything from you now. You lost. It's their moment. And it's just that simple to me. He's a great player, the greatest in the world, champion, role model, all those different things. This is not casting any aspersions on them. I'm just saying yesterday, we don't need to be hearing from LeBron. Just suck it up and take it. You lost. Draymond was getting at you. Let him get at you.
Now,
shut up.
I don't agree.
Stephen A. Smith needs to sit his ass
down. Damn.
That is.
Oh, you played the whole damn interview.
That is.
God.
The second best.
That's called truth.
Sit your ass down.
Crap.
That is the second best. Sit your ass down. Second best.
Sit your motherfucking ass down. That's what that is.
That is the second best. Sit your ass down.
That goes back to the Jackie Christie Award. Why are you trying to jump up in the spotlight? Let them have their moment.
You lost. That's
because when you won, they didn't say shit.
Look.
What are you talking about?
When they lost,
I would like to hear this.
With J.R. Smith, chest naked.
What are you talking about?
We did it.
What are you?
I would like to hear this. Very much so.
Oh, okay.
We didn't see Steph Curry. Oh, okay. Go ahead. I want to hear this.
Gotta hear this.
Last year, why do you think Draymond got the shirt made that he got made?
Kobe.
Quickie.
Yes. Because it was in retaliation for the shirt LeBron had. They always messing with each other. What
No. Here's no. Don't change the subject midway.
I don't get that either.
Hold on.
What?
This man took a picture of him in the gym. Now he need to sit down. He can't go to the gym.
No.
He can't post up for his fans.
Hold on. Wait.
Cavaliers fan, you gotta listen to this.
Hold on. Remember, we all remember what we was talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. No. We got to address this.
Yes.
Yes.
That had nothing to do.
He's talking about sit down. I'm talking about the trolling stuff between him and Draymond. That's a part of what he's talking about.
Part of it. But last year,
I got talk.
I want to see how you circle this. This.
You sure? Like,
yeah.
I really do want
to. Every time I start talking, here comes you.
Here we go.
TV.
No, they always troll each other. That's what they freaking do. Just because LeBron James, he didn't mention his team, he didn't mention nothing. He was in the gym working out. All he said was no days off. He's working out. He posted the videos on his Instagram. If you don't want to see the video, don't follow him. He can do what the heck he want to do.
I agree with that.
What's the problem?
First of all, in the hell are you going to post what you're doing and say first day off?
No days off.
You said no days off, and you don't want a response.
Hold on. Here's the whole
thing. I'm talking about Stephen A. Smith right
you
now.
You know how much.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Because I'm in full agreement that Stephen A. Smith
He does. I'm not.
I don't fully disagree with
what he said.
But I don't always agree with what's
going on.
This man doing on his day to day, don't follow his social media.
If he wants to post a picture of his post,
he can post a picture of his post.
Here we go.
That's a desperate cry from a Cleveland Cavalier.
All right, I'm supposed to not.
Hold on, let's break it down. Let's break it down.
My life because I lost the championship.
Own it.
Hold on.
That man was hungry.
I'm not supposed to tell my son happy birthday.
No,
I lost the game. No. Get out of here.
What you was supposed to do? You was supposed to stop.
We chilling.
Pay attention to LeBron. Yep.
All right, look at it.
LeBron said that I'm here.
Tell you what, you got eyes, you got fingers, you can unfollow him if it's that.
All
right, but think of it this way. Last year,
I can't.
When Golden State lost. When Golden State lost, you did not see Steph. You didn't see Draymond. They just dipped.
Didn't hear anything from Draymond.
You heard.
He was quiet.
Ayesha Curry.
Yeah.
Ayesha Curry.
That's his wife, though. So she.
That's why she won Jackie Christie last year.
She didn't play on the team. But I can understand that. But, dude, if you put out a video,
yeah.
First day off, no days off, whatever days off, and you showing the world, I'm getting back in there, and I'm getting ready for next year. You trying to steal the shine.
Yeah.
13-1.
Absolutely.
Step back and let them have their moment.
Give them their time, man.
You had your moment.
Exactly.
All 4 years.
Tasha, you got to
believe. Every time that you won a championship.
It was more than just a gym. It was more than just the gym.
Yeah.
You got to know that.
Why are we even talking to you right now?
First day, don't have Instagram. What else was it?
First day first. He shaved his head because I was talking shit about the doggone hair plug. Let's just be honest.
He got a haircut.
He did that for me. That's what that is.
He got a
haircut. Cut his hair off.
Alright.
Y'all about retired. Alright. I promise y'all.
All I gotta tell you is just that, like, you know what? LeBron James did that.
If it helps.
That's all.
If it helps. The Cleveland Cavaliers in 2018 season, as of right now, are undefeated. If it makes you feel good.
There you go.
They are.
Sam, shut up.
So is the Detroit Pistons. So is the Nets.
Shots fired. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Down goes Frazier.
Down goes Frazier.
Look, we got 6 weeks to work out before football season. Look, anybody, how y'all planning on the 6 weeks? Because personally, I'm going to double down. I've been looking at the big three. Y'all into the big three? That league, the Ice Cube.
I don't want to talk about it because I got cheated last year.
The big three? Shit, you can get on the team.
I got cheated out of my championship. I just want the world to know it.
All right.
I was screwed out of a title.
Football season's coming back, but in 6 weeks, here's what we should do right in the next 6 weeks. Me, you, my man BK, if you feeling it, we should enter in the victory.
I just want to let you know that ever since
and
that
y'all will happened, lose.
I took no days
bullshit.
Off. I took no days off. America, I'm sitting here right now with a ball head. Just want to let y'all know.
My bad.
I'm at the gym every single day, going hard. Mr. No Days Off. Just want to let y'all know that. Just want to let y'all know that. I ain't have to put that out there in the air, but I just want to go ahead and put that out there while I put my elbows together. Now sit here and I hold a mic. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, nigga ever, just enter the victory because the victory is all your favorite basketball players who need to prove they still got it. They still doing their thing. And they playing for money. This ain't about championships. This ain't about go. They play $100,000 a player. That's... Damn your trophy!
100 rocks!
No,
100 stacks!
They got some good teams, and like, it's just a team of three ball basketball starting with Allen Iverson.
Hold on, this is a league?
This is a real. It's happening next week.
You gotta be kidding me.
So, it's Allen Iverson.
No. Does he the NBA.
And, but that's my point. And Ice Cube. They got together.
Well, everybody know Ice Cube got some money.
What is it? They got eight teams together.
This fight today, that shit was hilarious.
What?
Hilarious. I just saw it.
The part with the daughter? Oh, that's the funniest part.
Oh, yes. I'm like, they let that little girl say that? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It was hilarious.
But now.
Okay, I got to see this.
Me and the parents.
The big three.
Oh, yeah. Cube whooped his ass. Cube whooped his ass.
The big three.
That nigga does not smile.
What you talking about? Fist fight?
Yeah. No, you good.
That was awesome. Yeah, man. That was awesome.
But
shout out to Cube.
Yeah. But my man, it's the summer league. Remember, it's their summer league.
Huh? Charlie Day.
Is that the nigga name?
Yep.
Oh. Yes, the man.
But yeah, it's 10 weeks in the summer. They got all your favorite ex-NBA athletes.
Oh, Jesus.
Who need the money.
Apparently.
Who need the money.
Oh, well, wait a second.
They got teams together.
Ex-NBA athletes who need the money.
First of all, they rejected my team because this team would take it all.
Oh, God.
My team that I suggested, give me Scottie Pippen.
Nope.
Shawn Kemp. And if he could get the day off. And if he could get the day off from Starbucks.
Where's your team?
Vin Baker. Vin Baker literally works at Starbucks.
Which team is yours?
No. Those are the teams that they picked. No, but the team I want is the team of Shawn Kemp, Scottie Pippen. No tipping Pippen. Man who went broke trying to buy a jet.
Who went broke trying to buy a jet? Scottie Pippen.
No. Trying to be like Jordan.
Yeah.
Without Jordan money.
I know what you're talking about with that. But really, when you think about it.
100,000.
Scottie Pippen really ain't that broke.
He's not.
You know what?
He's really not that broke.
Rick Barry needs to stop.
Really
hey, they found
you can't call a team the Ball Hogs. And
Kemp
not
have
hey, they got Brian Scalabrine.
You don't have Westbrook on this team, so it really doesn't matter. Westbrook
you got to be an ex
Russell Westbrook.
NBA.
Russell.
The no, Ball Hogs
in the NBA.
Okay.
See the kids.
So
you got to be done.
What are you playing on? What are you playing on, Madden?
I don't quite understand.
It's a summer league.
It's a summer league. It's their summer league.
So, let me get this right. These are players that need money?
Pretty much.
Or just want to still play.
Or are we talking about retired Cattano, persons?
Three on three.
Can he even still walk?
All right, here's the thing. Yeah, them knees. Them knees left his ass a long time ago. Hey, he need that 100,000.
Oh, shit. Jermaine O'Neal.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm done, America.
All your favorites. Jermaine O'Neal.
What is he going to do? Use a wheelchair?
We're going to find out. But it's called the Big Three. It's three.
I will insult Jermaine O'Neal.
I can't wait to watch it.
And he will be upset.
My picks. Is Brian Scalabrine.
I don't see none of the ex-Pistons on here.
Natural. Rick Mahorn. Rick Mahorn on there.
I'm talking about young ex-Pistons.
He on there. Chauncey. Chauncey on there?
Oh, okay.
Chauncey, yeah.
How are you not going to put Rip on the team?
Nah. Maybe he ain't want to do it.
No, nah, hell no. Nah.
Seriously?
Hell no.
Nah. No Rip?
I wouldn't put Rip. Not current Rip.
He probably didn't want to do it.
You put current Chauncey, but you won't put current
Mr. Big
he
Shot.
He probably didn't want to do it.
But here's my whole point.
This is the thing. If they want to do it, they can do it. If not, they ain't got to do it.
So these are all retired players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where's LeBron?
Oh.
Why do y'all hate LeBron James?
Hold on, hold on, wait. In all seriousness. In all seriousness. And I say this, hand to God. Hand to God.
They show you, when you the best at something, it's
on hand to God.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, wait.
Serious?
Hold on, wait. Wait.
The best at something? Hell, he couldn't be Larry Bird.
You got a phone in front
he's
of you, right?
He the best.
LeBron.
He said, and when you're the best at something,
haters come.
We was talking about the big three, right? Okay. And she, my brother, cleverly put it out. Since this is all for the washed up people, this is all for the ex-players, why LeBron ain't on the list. Now,
America, self high five.
Not to be outdone, LeBron James proven that he earned to sit your ass down. I didn't put this over there. He did comment on the big three and said, the only way I'm Mr. Super Team said, the only way I would participate in the big three if, after I retire, I have to be on a team with, and I bullshit you not,
I need to see this quote.
I will have to be on a team
with who?
Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson.
Shut up. Get off. Get out of here.
Pull it up.
Get out of here.
Mr. Super Team.
Will you tell your own ass you got to prove?
I got a player right now.
Mr.
Be LeBron James with only stepping 1 foot on the court. Tom Brady.
Throw the ball. I hope Tom Brady.
Would throw the ball from one part of that court,
man,
and throw it in the basket every single time. That's a three every single time.
I'm done here.
With no defense.
That's a three-pointer.
Steven Jackson, man.
Every single time. No defense.
I'm glad you said that, because the big three.
Somebody take off.
For all the shooters, they got what is called the four-point. Four-point play. The four-point line is between half court and the three-point line. So that middle point, that's 4 points. So
that just opened up the door for so many YouTubers.
The four-point?
The four-point line.
It is there. It's in the rules. The big three. Look, personally, since they playing for money and only money, Sean Kemp would tear that goddamn league up.
Because
that motherfucker needs the money. Vin Baker, depending on if he could get off. Vin Baker? Vin Baker literally works at Starbucks. I can't bullshit you on that one.
At least he's the manager, though.
He's the manager. Yes, he worked himself up to manager. Vin Baker.
Manager
of Starbucks.
No.
Look it up.
You got a phone in front of
you. How do you ruin your money to the point of where you have to get a regular job working at Starbucks?
Nigga. Hey, he is the manager.
Nigga.
No. Come on, man.
That's real. Nigga. That's real.
There is an 18-year-old manager somewhere that hasn't even graduated high school yet.
Niggas.
That's just going to show you, when you big give a nigga a bunch of money and they don't have no financial planner.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
No accounting, none of that stuff. They just go crazy.
Hey, Allen Iverson is he not
said,
a dumbass.
He even said, Vin Baker even said
Iverson
he's
is
like,
not stupid at all.
He's in the tournament.
Don't talk about Greg Oden like that.
Is Greg Oden playing? Because he need, no, God, if no, anybody need the money, no, Greg not. Oden need that shit. He need that money though, man. No. Greg Oden
he
do need that. Hold on. Who's a guy other than Sean Kemp that would tear this shit up? Who did?
That would tear this league up? Playing ball out?
Marbury.
I'm going back a little older.
Like
Sean Kemp era.
Yeah, I got one.
You get 1,000.
What about Gary Payton?
100,000.
Is Gary Payton on here?
GP playing. GP. He's on there. GP playing. GP need that cash.
No, he ain't playing. He's the coach.
He gonna get some. He gonna find his way in there.
Playing. Allen Iverson is player coach.
Hell yeah. After that shit,
Iverson I got one for you.
He all right. He fixed it. But he gonna get in there.
Big booty Rick Mahorn. All right.
Big booty Rick Mahorn.
Rick Mahorn need that cash.
Thing you think about.
He tried. Well, what was it? The male part shit?
Ass is on his shoulders.
It's literally on his shoulders.
On his shoulders.
I got one. Retired player who will pay lights out who needs some money. Nick Van Exel.
Shit, is he on there?
No, I don't think he's
he
on
need that
I
cash.
Think,
right.
He need that bacon, baby.
That's a good one.
You know, that bacon, baby.
Hold on. Here's. I don't think they need the money, but. Hold on! I was about to end it!
Oh, it's your brother.
What you got to say?
Nah, hold on. Wait. Let's give my man the proper introduction.
Ooh, it depends on what he said.
Late breaking. My brother T-Mac, man of his word. We made this on a podcast. It was a few weeks ago when I was down there in Georgia.
Mister, give them what they want.
Give it to them.
Oh, yeah.
Calling in. Where please tell us a little bit head? About the Cavs.
Y'all right? The Cavs, what you say?
The whole finals. We broke down the finals. I mean, it's like you felt it in your bones. Not to be outdone.
Okay, here we go. Who was you rooting for?
I was rooting for the Cavs.
Thank you.
You're walking away right now. You're on the phone by yourself.
I mean.
You can have a podcast.
I'm with you, Shoney.
We was riding Tasha through the ringer.
Somebody been using that dope, baby.
Please say your piece, man.
Say your piece, baby.
I look at it like this. I mean, hey, I give props and congratulations to the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? They won. They played a hell of a game. They need to be thanking and kissing the ground and Kevin Durant walk off.
Here we go.
Hello. That nasal Nestle, everybody. The white pony.
He's the one that won the Final Four, though.
Hello.
Let it be said now.
Hello.
Let it be said. All of the other key players, they were maintained. They were handled. They were maintained. They were handled. Kevin Durant singly won that game because nobody.
But that's why he went to the team.
They didn't have nobody for him.
If no, you got the money.
That's why he went to that team. That dispelled the whole Westbrook thing.
Hold tight. Now, we spoke about this earlier, you know, off mic or whatever.
We showed it. Yeah, we did.
Hey, the man went for a ring. That's what he went for. That's what he got. Now, as far as everybody saying, oh, the Cavs, they lost, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you fighting a super team. I mean, damn, what can you do? First and foremost, I was this right here. The Cavs messed up in game two. Game one, the Warriors did it all the way down. Cavs messed up because they tried to play the Warriors game two. You cannot shoot with no assassin.
Thank you.
I would say that wholeheartedly. Now, the third game.
He right. Everything he said is right.
The Cavs felt they had it, but they didn't put no distance in between them.
Nope.
And the nappy head assassin
did it. Woo, the hate!
You know what I'm saying?
But did you say the nappy head
assassin?
That's Kevin Durant.
The nappy head assassin.
Wow.
And look, I love the Warriors, but he did getting a lot of.
I ain't hating on the man. I'm congratulating him. You know what I'm talking about? But it is what it is. Now, you're not gonna run the Cavs through the ringer now when it's all said and done. If you got them, we talked about it earlier. Mustangs and Ferraris. Everybody love a Mustang until they get a Ferrari. You dig?
You right.
So you're not finna run the Cavs through the ringer like, oh, they was just sorry. They was just sorry. Tell me who in the East beating them right now. I'll wait.
Nobody.
Okay.
Put it like this. If it was the Cavs versus OKC with Kevin Durant, would they have won?
Hell no.
Thank you.
Seriously? See, the thing about it is, I'm going to be honest with you. Dude, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. That's not a super team. That's a bunch of role players that got together and they decided to play together. Kevin Durant is not a superstar. LeBron James is a superstar. Kevin Durant is an exceptional player. Steph Curry is an exceptional player. I don't see superstar when I see that team, man.
I give him a superstar. I give Kevin Durant a superstar, but he can't do it by himself, just like they want LeBron James to do it by himself.
Look, in the annals of time, we get it, and you make great points. But when it's all said and done,
here we go.
No, you don't.
When it's all over,
here it comes.
It's fair weather, Golden State.
Get ready for it.
When it was all said and done, when the Cavs whooped that ass, everybody in the world, they cheated.
Wow.
We gonna call it what we calling it, man.
Look, I am not a Warriors fan. And I can't say cheated.
They did. And then it took for Draymond to go in the parking lot after they lost game seven last year. Called Durant, told Durant, "You're a free agent, so you need to come on over here."
No. I said this in Georgia. I said this right here. You mean to tell me you beat this man, and you don't think that this man is gonna sit back and have this on his mind for 365 days out of the year? Here's the thing. I like LeBron, but I'm not a LeBron fan. I like Steph, but I'm not a Steph fan. I'm sitting right here in the middle, and I'm going to be honest with you. If you sit back and you think that LeBron is going to forget about this whooping, he's not. And he's going to come back.
He in the gym right now.
And I understand that. I understand that. But don't be a thunder stealer, man. Don't be a thunder stealer. Don't be a sore loser, dude. Because when they lost, they ain't say shit. They went and made moves to make sure they can beat your ass. That's what you're supposed to do. That's a business. You're supposed to. That's what you're supposed to do. Hell, guess what? If the Pistons got a chance to get Kevin Durant to secure a championship, that's what the hell they going to do. Hey, you know what? I'm going to take you one even further. I'm going to kick you in the nuts right now. If the Hawks got a chance to get Kevin Durant to get him to secure a championship, hey, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Well, I love you. Thank you. But
no, he right. Hey, you can't end it like that.
No, you can't end it like that.
This is A1.
You're my brother.
I love you. And I'm... No, you got to let that... You got to let that marinate.
No, I don't give it to him. I love you. But what we said a couple weeks ago on this podcast... I wear a XL t-shirt.
Are you serious? You know what? That's low and dirty. I wouldn't even go that low.
No. I'm a man of my word.
I know that.
Six man, that's dirty. You know what?
You know Sam a fair weather fan, right?
He didn't root for Cleveland last year.
I'm not worried about it.
Wait.
Only because, when it's all said and done, 9 out of 10, unless some major moves go about, unless some major moves happen, this right here is going to happen again the next year. Because right now, honestly, ain't nobody
out of either one of those.
You know what I'm saying? Now, it will come up again, and bet you believe, just like Shooty said, the Cavs are going to have an answer for the assassin.
They better.
Oh, yeah.
Why you got to call him Nappyhead Assassin?
Nappyhead Assassin.
There's a lot of other nicknames he got.
I'm going to be honest with you. I watched him struggle to smoke that stogie. That was pretty sad.
The Slim Reaper.
Slim.
Kid Dynamite.
No.
KD, you going too far, Kid Dynamite.
Sam, you are a fair weather fan.
No, they call him Kid Dynamite.
That's what they call him?
Kid
Dynamite. But,
the Slim Reaper.
His head was nappy when he played for University of Texas.
So hey, real talk, look, I am the first person, I don't think I'm the first person to say this. Everybody, with the exception of Sean Livingston, on the Golden State Warriors.
I gotta see what it is.
Need a new barber.
Dude, no.
But I like Steph Curry.
Was tight.
His lineup was tight.
Steph Curry, you know the leprechaun when you go off and on. I'm gonna be honest with you. When you don't cut your hair until you win a championship, solidarity, baby.
But no, check this out though. Y'all know the little orange beard they sell at Party City during St. Patrick's Day.
I don't know what he was doing.
Ain't that what Steph Curry looked like?
But he right on that nappy head assassin because like
that's a problem.
Kevin Durant needed a brush, if anything.
Kevin Durant got that bad kid hair, that B to B roll up bad kid hair.
Bad kid, dirty, playing around popsicle pop.
But we're about to put this podcast to bed. Thanks for calling in. I'll call you as soon as we're done.
But I'm not sleeping yet.
Already, man. Y'all be easy.
All right, man.
All right now.
Yeah.
Love you, bro.
All right, I feel bad because I already hit it.
That's some hoe ass shit.
He's listening right now. Look, I feel bad, but my eldest brother coming in.
Hey, brother, how you doing? I'm lucky.
You know what? Much respect go to T Mac because he owned up. We said it on his podcast. And he yelled, like, he was just like, LeBron gonna do it. And for whatever reason, he drunk that Kool-Aid that my wife drunk. And now,
well, you an asshole.
But
you're right,
though. I can't help
it. Kool-Aid. I'm still a LeBron James fan. I'm not like you. I don't just jump teams in the middle of the
game. What she said, for a long time, and I mean a long
time. Now, let me say this. Let me say this. For Christmas, one year, LeBron, Sam told me he wanted
Can you say the year, please?
We were married. It was the Christmas before LeBron went to Miami.
2009.
Sam, you know when LeBron used to clap the powder in the air? Okay. They had a t-shirt and they say, in the powder, it say witness.
Yep.
T-shirt's about $30, a Nike t-shirt. I had to go to like, I don't know how many different Foot Lockers to find this t-shirt that he desperately wanted because he's such a LeBron fan.
Now
LeBron decides after the season's up, Cleveland loses again. LeBron decides I'm going to Miami. I'm taking my talents to South Beach. At that point, Sam unbecame a LeBron fan. That T-shirt hung in the closet, never touched it again.
Yep.
What type of fair weather fan are you?
Is that fair weather?
You left me.
Kevin Durant just did the same.
You broke
my heart.
You broke my heart.
You broke it. And guess what? Right. Now that I'm against you, now you want to get upset.
So we're just going to ignore.
I'm your fan. You stick by me.
Brandon, have a seat,
hold
please.
Hold on. Best in the color place. Purple.
Did Kevin Durant
you
not
too
do
wrong
thing?
By
you
me, Harpo.
Stick together.
You
didn't?
You stick together.
What Kevin Durant did was a little different.
It was very.
How?
If you stick by me, Harpo.
Hey, I'm just going to say it like this. If you.
Yes.
And I support
here
you.
Here it is.
If I support
here
you.
Here we go.
You stick together. I hope. Through hard times.
Everything.
Hard times.
Come on.
To quote the color purple.
Daddy.
Until you do right by me.
Everything you do.
It's gonna fail.
Now, I was a LeBron James fan, but my wife broke it out. I am a t-shirt aficionado. Look at my t-shirt game. It speaks on its own. But he broke my heart. And then, that's how I know LeBron James is not to be trusted again. So, this is our finals recap. We're going to come back. I want to thank my big brother T-Mac for calling in late in the game, saying his piece, being a man of his word. I will call him back because I love him. Big May, BK, Tasha, for all of us. You can find us at SamShowNation.com. Your home for everything related to the Just Talk With Sam podcast. When it comes down to everything else, I can be found on social media, SamShow11 on Twitter, Just Talk With Sam, no G in talking, and Facebook and Instagram, and we will see you guys next week. Let's go, Dubs! See you guys next week.